Firstly, can you just tell us a bit about this website, Film in Revolt, that you contribute to?
Okay, so Film in Revolt, it's basically a platform for teenagers to discuss film. So there's a website at filminrevolt.org, and there's a Facebook page and an Instagram as well. So it's basically people responding to films, interviewing other filmmakers, and also there's sort of notifications about upcoming student short film festivals and stuff like that.
So it gives young filmmakers like yourself, I guess, a chance to start critiquing or writing these kind of long reviews. Yeah, cool. And also this year, we're going to talk about Tropfest a little bit before we talk about Sydney Film Festival. Okay. So you won the junior competition.
Yeah.
So before we talk about the Sydney Film Festival, can you tell us a little bit about Pupil? That was the film that won you the prize.
So Pupils was this movie that we were working on last year, and the signature item for Tropfest was a mask. So the film is a bullying film. It's about bullying, and we incorporated the mask as a blindfold that's put over like bystanders. And we entered it in the end of last year, and I think Tropfest was just at the start of the year. That's when we got the prize.
That must have been a bit of a thrill.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's
still
cool.
Still processing
man.
It.
Yeah. So the film festival, it started on the 7th.
Yep.
And I saw a couple of nights ago you were at the Short Film Fellowship Awards. Can you tell us a bit about that?
So the Lexis Short Film Fellowship is basically this competition where aspiring filmmakers will pitch an idea to a jury, and the four best ideas will be given $20,000. And I think then the next Sydney Film Festival, those short films will be shown. So I think they're looking at the best ideas and, you know, films that they want to see get made into. Yeah.
Yeah, cool, man. Now, you've been to quite a few films already. I actually saw on the website, Film in Revolt, I saw you'd written a kind of long review for Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
It seems that was quite an experience seeing that. Can you tell us about that?
So Seven Samurai is this 3.5 hour film, Kurosawa film from the 50s, and I've sort of been terrified by it my entire life.
Okay.
So I saw that it was playing at Sydney Film Festival, and I was like, okay, I have to see it. It's the, you know, it's the best opportunity that I'm going to get to see it on the big screen. You know, you can't really get better than that. So I was on Sunday morning. I think it was like a really early screening at like 10 o'clock. So I went to the art gallery where it was being shown, and yeah, I watched it and I absolutely loved it. It was a crazy experience.
I'm having a look at some of the films that you have seen or that you're interested in seeing. It seems like you're kind of drawn to the classics. It's largely sort of classics that you're looking at. So for you, what's the connection or the real reason that you're really enjoying those type of films?
I think I love watching films by, I think, just great filmmakers, and I love watching films where I can sort of take something out of it.
Okay.
So
you're kind of studying it the whole time.
Yeah. So I think I get something out of almost every movie that I watch.
Cool. And you also saw recently, you saw Graduation.
Graduation, yes.
Which I think is actually filming again over the next couple of days. Is that something that you would recommend people go and check out?
Definitely. I think it's a Romanian film from the director of, I'm going to butcher the title, it's like 4 weeks, 2 days, 1 night, which won the Palme d'Or at Cannes a few years ago. And it's this film about a father who, sort of about all of the steps that he's going to take to ensure that his daughter has a good life.
Cool. So that one is filming again. I mean, it's coming towards the end of it.
Yeah.
So what are your plans over the next couple of days? Because I think it finishes on Sunday, is that right?
Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah. So on Friday night, I'm going to go see the new Terrence Malick movie, Song to Song. Then the next day, I'm going to see the new film by the Safdie brothers, Good Time. And then that night, I'm going to see A Ghost Story, which was a big hit at Sundance this year. And then the next day, I'm going to see The Square, which won the Palme d'Or at Cannes this year. And then the closing night film, the event that I'm going to is for Okja. So I think Bong Joon-ho and Steven Yeun and some of the filmmakers of that film are going to be at that event as well.
Oh, wow. Man, you got a busy schedule.
Yeah, it's a bit full. I think, don't think I've watched this many films in like a sort of 3 day period in my life.
A concentrated time, yeah. So you have an interesting perspective because you're 16, you're young, but you also have a really, I guess, advanced appreciation of film. So overall, from the film festival for this year, do you think you could say that it caters to a youth market? Is that something, a fair assertion?
Sure. I think I heard that there's about half of the films 15 plus, which means teenagers can go see them. But there's also a catalogue of movies for a younger audience, for family, you know, family films and stuff like that.
Cool. So if we want to follow the rest of your reviews for the festival, we can check it out on the
Film in Revolt, yep.
In the Film in Revolt website. You have a busy schedule, and for the audience listening at home, there's loads of opportunities still for them to get out and have a look at the festival. Nick, thanks so much for coming in and chatting to me today.